الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, in the surah we recited in the first rakat, Surah Sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the people who deny the resurrection. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَيِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they say that after we die and we have become one with the soil, after we have disintegrated in the soil, will we be resurrected again? إِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ Is it that we will be created again, created anew? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to that and he said, بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ Allah said, definitely that will happen and these people are denying the meeting with their Rabb. I remind myself anew that this ayah, inshallah, it came for people who actually deny the day of judgment, to deny life after death. And inshallah, we are not among those that we do not deny these things with our tongues. We don't deny them verbally. But if somebody were to look at our lives in the context of this ayah, what do our lives reflect? Are we living like people who believe in this, or are we living like people who deny this? One is to deny verbally, to speak against something. Now, inshallah, we don't do that. But as we know, on the day of judgment, it is not what we said which will be looked at, it is what we did. It is our amal which will be counted, not our aqwal. And it's not our amal also will not be counted, they will be weighed. So it is the worth of the deed. It's not how many times, it is the value of it. And it's not our words will not be, these are not the things that we are, our words will be checked in terms of how the word translates into amal. But it will not be said, did he say this or did he say that? The question is, did he live on what he spoke? So as I said in this ayah, I remind myself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning those who deny the akhirah. But if we are to be, or if our lives are to be weighed and assessed on the basis of this ayah, then are we living as if we will face Allah one day, or are we living as if we don't really believe this will happen? And I think we need to individually look at ourselves. The idea is not to look at somebody else or point a finger at someone else. It is to look at ourselves and see how we are living and to then make the changes, whatever changes are required. Because the time for going is fixed, and that we have to go, this is also fixed. And the issue is that we don't know when that time will come. So when you know that something has to happen and we know that, and we don't know when it will happen, then obviously the key is to be prepared for it all the time. And that is the thing that I want to remind myself anew, that we need to take our hisab, we need to take our account before our account is taken for us. This is one of the aqwal of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He said, account, take your own account before your account is taken. And that's what we need to do, assess for ourselves. And in that context, then do whatever we need to do to make sure that our account is clear. We have the famous story of Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, which I'm sure you would have heard, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the masjid one day and he said to the people with him, a man is going to enter who is from the people of Jannah. And Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu entered. And the following day, the same thing happened. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man is going to enter and he is from the people of Jannah. And the same person, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he entered. And the third day, the same thing happened. So Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, decided to find out what is it that Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu does, because of which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the Bashar of Jannah. See how the Sahaba were concerned. See how they were concerned. So he went to Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu and he said, I want to be your guest. So he welcomed him and he stayed with him for 3 days. And as we know, this is the right of the Muslim on his brother, that he keeps him for 3 days. So he stayed with him for 3 days. And 3 days he was with him 24 hours and he watched him and he made sure that he observed everything that Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was doing. And at the end of 3 days, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said to him, he said, I came to you because of this incident. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this and he said that you are from the people of Jannah. So I came to see what is it that you are doing which is so special that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you this Bashar of Jannah. And he said, I came and I observed you for 3 days and alhamdulillah, everything is, you know, you do so many things. But it's all normal, it's all what we all do. There is, seems to be nothing particular, nothing special. There is no special wazifa or some zikr or something that you are doing. So what is it that you are doing which is so beneficial that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave you the Bashar of Jannah? I'm talking about taking our own hisab. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu said to him that there is one thing I do which you could not have observed. And he said, that is, before I go to bed every day, I clear my account. So he said, what do you mean clear your account? He said, before I go to bed, I seek forgiveness from whoever I may have wronged, and I forgive anyone who has wronged me. Every day before I go to bed, I forgive everyone who has wronged me, and during that day, if I have done anything wrong to somebody, then I make sure that I seek forgiveness. I mean, not that he goes to seek forgiveness from them in the night. If something happened that he would have done and cleared, and then anyone who wronged him, he said, I forgive him before I go to sleep. Every day I do this. And he said, this is my eternal amal. Obviously, you couldn't have seen it. And maybe that is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this. So I remind myself and you, let us make this into one of our habits, that we take our own hisab and we make sure that we do not sleep with any debts. Clear all debts before you go to bed, so that when we wake up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, we will be free from all debts to anybody and we make shukr only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.